Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
I'm Brandon Brooks. Here's what's happening. History will be made in the Catholic Church in Philadelphia this afternoon when the first Hispanic archbishop in the 212-year history of the archdiocese is installed. KYW's Mark Abrams reports.
Archbishop-designate Nelson Perez, whose last posting was as Bishop of Cleveland, will be welcomed to the cultural diversity of Philadelphia during a special mass at the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul on the Parkway. Father Dennis Gill, rector of the cathedral, says three different choirs will take part in the liturgy, reflecting the culture served by the archdiocese.
We will sing the mass in several different languages, English, Spanish, Latin. Also, the languages of many different cultural groups will be spoken. Spanish, Italian, Portuguese, Tagalog, even American Sign Language will be used.
The 58-year-old Perez told KYW News Radio he's especially looking forward to seeing the progress the Hispanic community has made. Perez says he's also prepared to make tough decisions on the future of financially troubled parishes and schools, but says he'll do that in consultation with those who will be affected. A Delaware County elementary school is on high alert after a little boy died from the flu. Marple Newtown School District confirms Matthew Zorek, a second grader at Worrell Elementary School in Broomall, died Sunday night from complications of influenza B. In a letter to parents, Marple Newtown Superintendent Dr. Tina Kane wrote, "To say that he will be missed is an enormous understatement." Dr. Kane also says a teacher at Worrell has influenza B and is being treated with Tamiflu. A teacher will be out of school through the week. The superintendent says any students with flu symptoms will be sent home immediately and advise parents to keep their kids home and seek immediate medical attention if they exhibit any sign of the illness. A team of counselors will be at the school this morning. For more details on the flu, including symptoms, prevention, and treatment, you can visit the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention website. Well, today is the first day back home for 1,000 students at two Philadelphia high schools. As KYW's Mike DiNardo reports, students at Ben Franklin High and Science Leadership Academy have been displaced for most of the school year.
Students are returning to their shared campus at Broad and Spring Garden after asbestos abatement and construction forced them to attend classes at other locations for nearly 5 months. New digital arts and engineering spaces await the SLA students, and Franklin students have new chemistry and science labs. On President's Day, parents and teachers were in the building getting it ready for the second first day of school. Steve Cohen was volunteering. His daughter is a junior at SLA.
And I think the idea was both to help the faculty be ready, but also so the kids could come into a building that was really ready for them and feel like it was their home.
Cohen says he's confident the asbestos found in the school's boiler room and first floor common area has been fully removed. The two schools have separate entrances, but students will be sharing a gymnasium. Well, jury deliberations resumed this morning in the case of a former Temple University fraternity president accused of sexually assaulting two young women nearly 2 years ago. KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Ari Goldstein stands accused of forcing himself upon two female students, both at different times, inside his fraternity house along North Broad Street. The first incident in question happened in November of 2017, the second 3 months later. One accuser testified Goldstein held her down and put his fingers down her throat, leaving her bruised. The other said he grabbed and bit her while pinning her on the couch.
Friends of both the defendant and the accusers have testified. Goldstein's attorneys tried to poke holes in the stories of both women and called three character witnesses to the stand. A jury of nine women and three men spent 2 hours deliberating on Friday. Well, the Flyers invited kids and young adults with special needs to their practice in South Jersey yesterday. KYW's Andrew Kramer reports this was far from just a meet and greet.
You were just out there skating with the Flyers, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
19-year-old Christian and his teammates on the Flyers youth special hockey team had their pads on. They joined the team on the ice, did some drills with the players, got advice from them too.
Before I came out there, I was nervous. But when I got out there and I took a deep breath, I wasn't nervous anymore. It was amazing. It was like my dream, and I'm so glad I got to do it.
Parents like Jim Maynard looked on from the stands. He was there to see his 20-year-old son, Timmy, who's a student at Overbrook School for the Blind.
For them to take the time with him, he does understand and appreciate that. And really, as a parent, we just think it's amazing for this kind of event. And for them to really take an interest and to try and teach him a few things, it's just so cool to see.
To top it all off, Gritty made a surprise appearance and skated around with the young hockey lovers. That's the All Local. I'm Brendan Brooks. Listen live anytime on the Radio.com app. And on your smart speaker, just say, play KYW News Radio.